The latest rewrite of a bill cutting taxes on oil companies is expected to cost the state more than $1 billion next year. That is more than any version that's been introduced so far. The Senate Finance Committee offered their adjustments to Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax bill on Tuesday, and the Department of Revenue weighed in on how it would affect revenue this morning. Under current production forecasts, the new plan would cut taxes on oil companies by up to $1.3 billion next year. The analysis goes out 6 years, and during that time, the total tax break would fall somewhere between $7 and $10 billion. For comparison, the governor's bill is projected to cut taxes by $5 billion over that same period. Senator Lyman Hoffman, a Bethel Democrat who serves on the Finance Committee, calls those numbers truly staggering.
To move this much cash across the table is going to have, in my view, detrimental effects to the state's operating budget.
Representatives from the Department of Revenue say their analysis is preliminary and does not consider how the bill would change levels of oil production. Right now, the state levies a variety of taxes on oil, including a profits tax that goes up with the price per barrel of oil. All versions of the oil tax bill that have been considered scrap that element of progressivity. The governor's original proposal would have oil taxed at a flat rate of 25%, while the finance rewrite ups the base tax to 30%, but offsets that with a $5 per barrel credit. Joe Balash is a deputy commissioner with the Department of Natural Resources, and he says the administration will be working with the Finance Committee to tighten the revenue projections.
We're anxious about that, but you know, the Senate appears to be trying to find its own happy balance.
Balash adds that he's happy to see that the Senate hasn't reintroduced any sort of progressive mechanism to the bill. The Senate Finance Committee will continue to review the bill this week.